You're listening to the Lifted Life Podcast. We created this show to help you live a lifted life.
Hey there, everyone, and welcome back. It is episode 48 of the Lifted Life Podcast, and you better silence that phone, Timsy. Got it. Today we are talking about emotions as indicators. I love this discussion because I think it keeps things really simple in a really complex way, which doesn't make any sense. So that's why I love it. So what do we mean when we say emotions as indicators? Any guesses, Tim?
In my experience, I would say an emotion is an indicator that something's going on in your life that you may or may not, I don't want to label it good or bad. It's just something that you need to pay attention to.
Mm-hmm. No, that's totally wrong. Just kidding. I'm totally kidding. Okay. So what I'm really trying to get at here is actually that emotions are simply indicators of a pattern of thought. At any point, at any given moment that you're experiencing an emotion, it is serving as an indicator of what you are thinking and believing. Whew, that's what I mean by being both simple and complex at the same time. We've told you again and again in our episodes that storytelling, the story you're telling, is huge and will either make or break your success or your achievements to being able to create what you want. And here it is again that emotions are the indicator of the story you've been telling. So that's what I was hoping to dig into on this episode. So, for instance, what you want? You got something?
Yeah.
You just want to disagree?
No, it's not that I don't want to agree or disagree. I'm thinking through what you're saying, thinking about, I recently just came off of what I call a 12-hour funk.
12 hours.
You might think it was longer or shorter. I don't. Which one? Would you agree with 12 hours?
I don't know. It's tricky because if you count sleep, I don't know if you were funky all night.
Yeah. So
12 hours is a good way to put it.
I'm going to say 4 o'clock yesterday. We'll just pick a time. I think it was 4 o'clock. Something just hit me and I couldn't shake it. I just could not shake it. And I can go through all the ways of describing it. And I'm sure someone would call it a form of depression. I don't know what it was, but I couldn't get out of this pattern. And here I am telling everyone, you know, it's just a story you're telling and tell a different story, but I just couldn't find a better story. And the approach that I was taking is exactly what you said, is that I just need to feel it. I just need to feel this emotion. I need to get through it. But the more I felt it, the more I felt like it got worse and worse and worse, and I couldn't get away from it. Mm-hmm. But I think the argument I would have with myself is that I wasn't feeling the emotion. I was trying to describe it and in some way tell a story of why it was there.
Mm-hmm. And justify it.
And justify it. And I think that wasn't useful for me.
So given the way that I explained emotions are indicators, let's just say the emotion was down, sad. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you would label it, but mm-hmm. sometimes it's helpful just to call it something. Could you then find the story, the thought pattern, and was there a belief in that time frame that pointed back to that emotion?
Well, yeah. So I started to tell you before we started recording, I narrowed it down today to change. Something changed. And we own a business that's always changing. It's rapidly changing. It's doing very, very well. So I'm used to that kind of change. But it was a different kind of change. So I guess you could say I didn't see it coming, or I didn't expect it to change in that way.
Things were going in one way that you liked, and then it was changed.
And now, looking back, I couldn't handle the change. Now, then, at the time, I wouldn't have, I said, it's not change. I just don't like this circumstance, or I don't want to be that way. Well, the fact was it was change, and I had labeled it as something bad, mm-hmm. which ended up not being useful. And looking back now, it's not good nor bad. And really, some of the stuff that I was thinking that changed didn't even change. Mm-hmm. It was the story I was telling myself that was changing and how I will be in this change that never happened and probably is never going to happen.
So a couple things here. So the emotion was there. It was an indicator of a thought or a belief.
Yeah.
So it's solidifying what I'm kind of trying to share here. But I'm not saying, okay, now you don't have to feel sad. Now you don't have to feel down because you can tell it's just a story. It's not that at all. It's saying, isn't it interesting how this is the story I'm thinking and believing? And if at any point you have felt the emotion and you're ready to feel the next emotion, then you can reevaluate the story.
Yeah, I think that's the part where if I could go back, that's what I would change, is that I knew I needed to feel the emotion. I knew that I couldn't make it go away. I knew that I needed to get through it myself. But I wasn't willing to see that I was telling the story. And I wasn't truly feeling the emotion. I was just telling the story again and again and again.
On that note, I've been recently trying to dive deeper into, how do you feel an emotion? What does it mean to feel an emotion? So I've realized that I have quite a bit of hidden or buried anger, things that make me angry, that I realize I don't really know a healthy way to express or to feel that anger. Like, there's people, oh, you can beat a pillow or punch a wall. I mean, I'm not ragey. There's just things that really frustrate me that I try to tell myself, well, don't be like that.
So what I wanted to do was to not resist it, to let it be. Like, and don't give it a label and don't judge it. It's just, I kind of feel like shit right now.
Beep.
And, oh, I'm supposed to give a heads up. But I didn't want to give it a label, and I didn't want it to be a bad thing. I didn't want it to be a good thing. I was like, that's truly how I feel right now. Mm-hmm. And I just wanted to experience that. But I felt like when I tried to experience it, it just kept going worse and worse and worse. And that's where the story comes in, right? Like, mm-hmm. I didn't stop the storytelling, but I just kept feeling it and then giving it another story why you feel that way. And then it was a spiral, and it was a quick spiral. And mm-hmm. I felt like there was no return. And then at 5 o'clock this morning, I woke up and like, well, I'm done with that emotion.
Which I think is awesome. And I think you said something like, if I could go back, but I don't think that's ever the idea.
I wouldn't go back. No,
it's the idea is, oh, here was another lesson. And now I take this with me moving forward. And so back to this idea of what does it look like to healthily experience or allow anger or sadness. I can't say I've fully mastered it, but a video was recommended to me by Matt Kahn, I think is his name. And the essence of this video, the takeaway was to simply say, it's okay that I'm feeling angry. It's okay that I'm feeling sadness. It's okay that I'm feeling this heaviness. It's okay that I'm impatient. Whatever emotion you're experiencing, to allow it to be okay. And simply from those words, it's okay to be blank, you stop fighting it. You stop trying to change it. You just recognize it for what it is.
Like, for me, it's resistance. I think Abraham talks about that quite a bit. What you resist, persist. Mm-hmm. So if you can't resist a feeling away, you just make it stronger. Mm-hmm. So allowing.
Right. And I think sometimes we think of allowing and accepting as like just surrender and forfeit.
Yeah.
And so instead of it's just noticing and by saying it's okay to feel blank, you are noticing it. You're not surrendering to it. You're not saying it's the only emotion you'll feel forever and ever on. It's just in this moment, noticing it. So it doesn't have to be such an extreme thing. Like, I'm angry. I'm going to punch something or scream into a pillow. Because that's what I was like, what does healthy anger look like? What does healthy sadness look like? And sometimes it's just an inside experience that you allow. It doesn't have to be this expression always. It can be something you talk to someone about. It's okay to ask for help. Go back to the other episode. Mm-hmm. Was it last week? But often it's just something we do on our own, something that we process and say it's okay to feel this way. Because so often, kind of getting back to this idea of emotions as indicators, we only want the good ones, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. But I prefer, instead of thinking them as good and bad, I do prefer thinking of more in terms of a ladder. So there's lower vibration emotions that we will all experience from time to time. And then there's these really high vibrations that we've experienced, these emotions that we all know and love, which include but are not limited to excitement, joy, appreciation, ecstasy, any bliss. All of those are just really lovely emotions. And instead of it being dark side and the light side or good and bad, I see it more as this ladder of emotions that we'll experience at all, kind of all points, and recognizing where you are on the ladder and not trying to climb it or escape it, but instead just recognize in the moment, my emotions are an indicator of where I am on this ladder. And it's okay to be angry. It's okay to be sad. And at any point that you then say, I'm also ready to experience something different, you can then lean towards a different rung on the ladder.
It's funny, you laying it out that way. I just kind of had the realization that part of the problem was when I was feeling bad yesterday, I kept thinking back to the morning and doing my morning routine. I felt really good. So I kept saying, how can you go from really good to really bad? You know,
and, kids, dogs, and a wife.
And, I just kept kind of beating myself up. Like, how could you let yourself drop to that such of a low vibration and be this high, that high? And then just right now, you explaining it in that way, I'm like, that's contrast. Like, I would never really know how good I felt that morning if I didn't feel that bad. Like, mm-hmm. There's a big gap between those two. Mm-hmm. And just maybe that's what I appreciate about yesterday, even though you guys had to deal with my crappy attitude, that just feeling that contrast, I was like, dang, that I really did feel good that day. And I could start every day like that, feeling that good. Like, mm-hmm. There's a big gap between those two.
There's this theory I've learned a lot from Brooke Castillo, who owns the Life Coach School, but she has this theory that you're going to experience somewhere between 50-50 of low vibration and high vibration emotions. That doesn't work for me. Yeah. I'm just saying. I totally agree that the contrast helps us to experience the other end of things, but to really mm-hmm. call it a 50-50 game, considering how much of it's an inside game. Now, I know that life circumstances might be 50-50 of, like, you know, things you do and don't want to deal with. But when it comes to managing where you are on the rungs of that ladder, I think it's this inside game that we get to explore. And at any moment, I can shortcut to a very loving, peaceful place based on my ability to manage my mind and to connect to my heart space. So she's not here to rebuttal. I'm sure she'd nail me and slam me and be like, no, it's this. And I'd be like, dang it. But
well, I mean, at the end of the day, you're assigning the meaning to whether it's good or bad. So you can just as easily say, I don't accept 50-50.
Mm-hmm. I don't. It don't work for me.
Then don't apply the bad.
The bad. The low vibration. And I mean, kind of even talking about the different rungs of the ladder, for instance, anger, that's a higher vibration than, say, sadness or depression. Mm. It's fueled with a lot of energy. And mm-hmm. a lot of times we can use anger to say, what kind of impact do I want to make on the world? What kind of difference do I want to be in the world? I don't want to stay focused on the things that make me angry. I want to use the contrast of that for how I show up and how I make my impact. So I think emotions as indicators help us to not take every emotion so personally and not to make it mean so much about who we are. Everyone experiences all these emotions. Don't take it so personally. You aren't angry. You're experiencing anger. You aren't depressed. You're experiencing depression. You aren't sad. You're not anxious. You are experiencing each of these emotions. It's when we become attached to them and our identity wraps around them that we get stuck in more than a 12-hour funk.
Yeah. I would think that the 12-hour funk that I was in could have easily been a week-long funk to myself in the past, like mm-hmm. very, very easily.
Yeah, because you're carrying the story of it on top of whatever mm-hmm. other things, and it's just a heavy backpack that you're carrying around. So let's take a quick break to talk about our sponsor for the week, Mood Boosting Probiotic. We have a 5-star review written by 2 artichokes, and I just thought it'd be fun to share that with you. As we do. I
spit my coffee when you said 2 artichokes.
Why?
I like the name.
Everyone is different, so I guess you won't know until you try it. This difference is subtle but noticeable for me. When I forget to take it, I wonder why I'm in such a foul mood. I didn't experience an upset stomach at all. You are supposed to take it with food to reduce the likelihood of your stomach acid reducing the effectiveness before it gets where it's supposed to go. Also, I have a problem with foods and probiotics that are high in histamine, multiple allergic reactions, including eyelid and sinus swelling, weakness, and lethargy. I don't have any reactions to this probiotic. Now, the reason I wanted to read that one, it's kind of interesting. This is our mood-boosting probiotic, which we do not advertise as histamine-free. So this happens a lot, though. People say, this doesn't hurt, you know, this doesn't trigger my histamines. I'm so glad you created this histamine-free probiotic. I'm like, oh, you didn't actually choose the truly histamine-free one. But what I've learned is everyone's microbiome is so different. This may not
trigger hers, but might trigger someone else's.
Right. And also, some people say, why'd you even make one that creates histamine problems? Well, most people don't have histamine issues. And so we created that first mood boosting probiotic with 9 different bacterial species because it was a nice combination of mood targeted strains and species. And so from there, we came out with a couple that are even more histamine friendly. But I just love this review because it just goes to show just when you think you know something, you don't. And everyone's individual microbiome is so different. Just like I posted the other day, some people say, when should I take my probiotic? Some people just take it when they want, which is great too. But a lot of people reach out to me, when should I take it? And I always say, it's more about what works for you. Some people say it gives them energy. They have to take it in the morning. Some people say it makes them tired. They sleep like a baby. And it's really just about trying what works for you. So I appreciate 2 artichokes and their review. Also, quickly, we should let everyone know that we are now shipping internationally.
Yep.
Big news. So if you follow us on social media, you'll see links there. We're also trying to get it added to our website, but it will be from our website directly that you can now buy wherever you are in the world, not from Amazon.com or any of the Amazon websites. It's going to have to be directly through us. We have a shop button, but we're looking to add some sort of worldwide shop button. But if you look us up on, Instagram or Facebook, you should be able to find that link. So we'll maybe share that in the show notes. Is that something we can do?
Yep. We should definitely do it.
Okay, cool. All right. So back to maybe a summary or a little bit more of this idea of using our emotions as indicators. Let's think about, in terms of practicality, how this can be useful instead of just this pie in the sky kind of talk. At any given moment, it's healthy to identify how you're feeling. Check in with your body and say, what is the primary vibration that I'm experiencing right now? Some people find this difficult. They're very out of touch with how they feel. That's okay. You can get better with practice. A feeling is a one-word vibration in your body, so you'll check in and say, wow, I'm feeling pretty good. I'm feeling hopeful. So then we can see that the stories we're telling, only 100% of the time, point us to this feeling of hopeful. The thing that gets tricky is when we're feeling hopeless, for instance, the stories we're telling are solidifying that feeling, and it can become a habit for us to think in that way. So how do you bust out of a thought pattern? The brain loves familiarity. So if you normalize a thought pattern, it becomes easy for the brain and it will stay stuck in that. Luckily for Tim here, he's become normalized to a higher vibration. So what used to take a week now only takes a day. We all still experience these moments of down, of lower vibration, however you want to call it. But how quickly do you bounce back? How quickly do you say, I'm going to take a step up on this ladder? Identify the story you're telling. Figure out if it's helping you towards the emotion you want to experience. And on that note, have you made your how I want to feel list today? It's a powerful exercise, not only to be able to identify how you're feeling and calling it out in a one-word vibration, but also to say, how do I want to feel? And I think that's a journaling exercise you do before bed is, how do I want to feel when I wake up? Try that out. Write those words down. Simply by writing it down, when you wake up in the morning, your mind will go back to that and say, wait, what did I say? Mm-hmm. I don't think I wrote whiny phone checker.
Yeah.
I don't think so. I think I wrote appreciative and excited for the day. So, what do you think? I got a little preachy.
Yeah.
Whew, feel it.
I'm trying to think back what my emotions was trying to tell me, or what I was trying to learn there. And I would say deep down, it was, I knew the change was coming. It was inevitable. It's gonna come. And it's kind of preparing me for how to deal with that change moving forward. And I think also the experience with contrast, I think that was the biggest thing I got out of that, was to really appreciate when contrast happens and when it comes, and that I'm not always going to feel good. Like, there are going to be days I don't feel good, and just learning how to get through that and how to be okay with that, and know that the next thought can be a better one, and you can easily just go back. Just as quickly as I got there, I can go back.
Mm-hmm. I think that the idea of reaching for a better feeling thought, it doesn't have to be some extreme, ecstatic,
no,
amazing. It's just what tiny shift up. Maybe it's not another rung up on the ladder, but mm-hmm. you're inching that way. What thought might feel a little bit better mm-hmm. than the one I'm currently telling? Yeah. And inching your way towards it, like, slowly but steadily.
Yeah, like, yeah, I feel bad, but at least I'm at home feeling bad. I'm not somewhere else feeling bad.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm sitting in my bed and not on fire somewhere, and then just keep working your...
I was going to say not, I don't have the pukes. I'm not, my head's not yeah. in the toilet, or,
right.
you know, something like that, but jeez.
Yeah. I need that contrast.
I know, right? Yep. Baby steps. Okay. Well, hopefully this episode has been useful. You can take something away from it, tap into how you're feeling, being able to recognize your emotions when you're in maybe one of those higher vibrations. Identifying it in a one word emotion actually could be the first step towards being able to identify it more quickly when you're in a lower rung of the ladder too. Just practicing that process of, what emotion am I experiencing now? Okay, good. Identified that. What story am I telling now? Okay, good. Can I see the connection?
Okay, something good. In line with that I've been trying to do, which, you know, I didn't try that last night, was whenever I'm in that high vibration feeling really good, I, like you said, I check in and try to feel that and try to, I can't describe it, but I know how that I feel internally, and try to like record that or remember that feeling. And then the times when I'm not feeling that way, just thinking back about that time of, man, that felt good. And what was that vibration like? It's like a compass. Like, you can just draw yourself back to it. And mm-hmm. That's something I should have did last night.
Well, I like that you point that out, because I sometimes do that with the kids when they do something so sweet. And I kind of want to get my camera, but I'm also like, oh my gosh, I got to stay away from that phone. It is addictive. I'm not going to go get it. And so I do this mental snapshot. Mm-hmm. Like, I try to just like soak in the laughter and the way their hair looks, and to take a mental snapshot. And I think what you're saying is almost to take like a heart shot.
Yeah.
That's heart snapshot.
Yeah.
And to allow the experience of such a pleasant emotion to not just be something you think about, but that you literally feel it in every ounce of your being, in a way that you can almost memorize it, or so that you can recall it and repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And it can be the littlest thing that allows you to get into that state, but then you can bring it up.
I mean, I personally think that's what is the law of attraction. I think that's truly what it is that you have that vibrational signal where you're actually signaling what you want to attract. And I think you can go back to that vibration anytime.
Hmm. Good stuff. Awesome. Well, now we're really going to wrap up.
As I pout in my room last night.
Hey, it's okay. We're here and now, and we're doing this podcast. Thanks again for listening. If you haven't already, be sure to leave us a rating and review over on iTunes or wherever you listen. Those help us out a ton. We appreciate you, and we'll see you next time.